Jeff Passan joins us on Sports Byline. He's the lead baseball columnist at Yahoo Sports and co-author of Death to the BCS. And he began covering baseball in 2000 at the Kansas City Star. And he has an insightful new book out called The Arm, Inside the Billion-Dollar Mystery of the Most Valuable Commodity in Sports. Jeff, good to have you back with us here. What fascinated you enough to motivate you to want to write a whole book about the arm?
You know, it was really just my confusion about how exactly pitchers stay healthy. I've been covering baseball, like you said, for well over a decade at this point. And honestly, I did not understand how teams or why teams handled pitchers the way they do, whether it was young pitchers, old pitchers, and everyone in between. And that confusion led me to dig a little deeper into the topic and took me literally all around the world trying to figure out this problem that's vexed baseball for the entirety of its history.
As you prepared to write this book, and you've been doing it, I think, for 4 years, you went through 4 years, did you anticipate anything, and were you surprised by anything in what you found?
Yeah, I mean, you go into every project of this size with preconceptions, and a lot of them, frankly, I found out were wrong. And a lot of the things that I did come upon and came away from the book knowing and believing, I didn't expect to stumble upon. So that was one of the beauties of doing something like this. You know, you learn something new every day. I learned five new things every day doing this book and trying to pack all of the information into 350 or so pages was a really trying endeavor. There's just so much to know and understand, and there's so much that we don't know and still don't understand. And, you know, when I started this, the whole idea was, okay, I'm going to figure out why pitchers are getting Tommy John surgery more and more. And by the end, I'm not going to say I was more confused than I was at the beginning, but I still don't have that answer, and neither does anyone who has devoted his or her life to trying to figure it out.
I want to point out to everybody, there's another aspect of this book that I think is very important, because I have talked about youth sports, and you talk about the young players. They're having more and more of the Tommy John surgeries out there. First of all, explain what the Tommy John surgery is, and why has this become an epidemic with young players?
Well, Tommy John surgery is the brand name, so to speak, for ulnar collateral ligament replacement surgery. And the UCL is this tiny little band of tissue that holds together your upper and lower arms. And it's really where a lot of the stress and strain from throwing a baseball ends up manifesting itself. You know, the pitching motion is not just the arm. It starts all the way down at your feet, works up through your legs, your butt, up your back, into your shoulder. And then it's almost like a gun being fired, and the kickback goes into your elbow. And as time has gone on, as pitchers have gotten to throw harder, as they've thrown more, all of a sudden you've seen this uptick in Tommy John surgeries. It was named after the original pitcher who had it back in 1974, the great Tommy John, who may have had the most successful surgery ever, because he was probably better after it than he was beforehand. But as time has gone on over these last four decades, it's become more and more prevalent in youth sports. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with the preponderance of year-round baseball that we've got now, in addition to the fact that velocity is emphasized as much as it is among young kids. We're at the point now where more than two-thirds of Tommy John surgeries are happening on teenagers. And that, frankly, is not something that has to happen, not something that should happen. And one of the great reasons that I wrote this book, because I wanted to educate parents, coaches, the players themselves on how to, if not avoid this, then at least give themselves a better shot at staying healthy. Because the greatest predictor of a future arm injury is a past arm injury, which is to say that if you have Tommy John surgery, your chances of staying healthy and having a long career are decimated.
You know, Jeff, this whole problem with arms and even football injuries as well, it really is complicated with the youth player, because if you think about it, down at the youth level, even in high school, you don't have training staffs who know how to deal with a kid if he happens to have a sore arm or a sore shoulder. And then you've got the pressure of going out and trying to get maybe a scholarship or maybe get signed when you're coming out of high school and all of that. You've got pushy parents and everything. I think this is something that is really dangerous for sports going forward as far as for the health of the athlete. Am I correct in that observation?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And we can't look away from the parents here whose job, frankly, is to look after their children and make sure that they're put in the best positions possible to succeed. A lot of this, to me, goes back to baseball turning into a game where it's not about learning and development, but about winning at a really young age. And so you see kids, if you have a kid who's the best pitcher on his team, a lot of times coaches are going to put him out there for 75, 80, you know, upward of 100 pitches when we're talking about 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. And, you know, at the high school level, I saw a kid last year who threw 160-something pitches in a playoff game, and his coach left him out there for that. That's just dangerous. It's ignorant. It's wrong. And the more parents and the more coaches who understand that the arm is a really fragile thing and it's their duty and their obligation to look after the kids, because the kids, frankly, are not going to look after themselves, I think the better off baseball as a sport is going to be. And this reaches the highest levels, because the fact is, if you have Tommy John surgery in high school or in college, which more and more kids are doing these days, your chances of having a long pro career are small. And Major League Baseball has taken note of this, and they recognize that their talent pipeline is going to be diluted if they don't do something about it. So they started the Pitch Smart program, where they're trying to get youth leagues to buy into the idea of limiting pitches and having days off between pitching. But, you know, parents and coaches, frankly, a lot of times are just not following these protocols and are putting their kids in danger by doing so.
Yeah, that's a very powerful message in this book. I want to ask you about it at the major league level, because you say that MLB spends more than $1.5 billion a year on something it doesn't understand at all. Why doesn't it understand if you've spent that much money?
Well, I don't think there's a strong correlation between understanding and spending in baseball. I'm not sure, honestly, that there ever has been. But the fact that as much money is spent on something that it's just, you know, taking a guess at shows, A, how valuable pitching is, and B, how they see it as something that's almost fungible. And for a sport that tries to pride itself on efficiency and knowledge, baseball is stuck in dark ages when it comes to handling pitchers. There are some teams out there that are trying to do research on their own pitchers, really forming internal think tanks. And there are other teams that think they have the solution. But look, we see every team gets hit by Tommy John surgery and by arm injuries every season. So the idea that somebody out there has this solved just simply doesn't pass merit.
Jeff Passan is with us. I want you to check out this book, because we're going to make it a selection of the month on the Sports Byline Book Corner. It's called The Arm, Inside the Billion-Dollar Mystery of the Most Valuable Commodity in Sports. You followed two players. Tell me about both of them, Daniel Hudson and Todd Coffey.
The idea when I started this was I was just going to follow one guy back from Tommy John surgery throughout the whole process to see what it's like, the mental, the physical, all of the aspects of it. And Daniel Hudson was a rising star with the Arizona Diamondbacks, had won 16 games the year before he had his Tommy John surgery. And Todd Coffey, on the other hand, was a veteran who had had Tommy John surgery at 19 years old, needed it again at 33, and was holding on to his career and hoping for one last shot. And while these sound like very different stories, there were a lot of similarities between the two. It's difficult to have your livelihood stolen from you by something that is extremely difficult to prevent, and that a lot of guys don't know how to prevent, and even those who believe they do ultimately succumb to it. So their stories, I think, really were the heart of this book. There's a lot of looking into the past and seeing how things were done there, trying to understand the present and trying to project the future. But amid it all, I think their stories and what they went through and what they're still going through to this day really speak to people and bring a heart and a soul to a limb.
Is there a correlation between the concussion issue with the National Football League and the arm issue with MLB?
You could make an argument that that's the case. I haven't gone there because concussions are honestly life and death, whereas the arm is just something that's going to vex you for the rest of your life. So many of us have injuries, whether it's our backs, whether it's our legs, our knees, or in some cases with baseball pitchers, their arms. And I've heard from plenty of people who say they still have trouble opening doors because of the pitching injuries of their youth. So the idea that it can affect you well into your life, I think, is completely understandable. It's why, frankly, Sandy Koufax quit baseball when he did at 30 years old. He was afraid that after pitching through all the injuries he had, he wasn't going to be able to lead a normal life. He's 80 now and as spry as can be, but he also stopped before it was too late. A lot of these guys don't stop before it's too late. They keep trying, they keep pitching through these injuries, and they're affected for it for the rest of their lives. And this is something that can start before your teenage years. There's a study in Japan that was done on 8 to 11-year-old players, and more than 40% of them had damaged ulnar collateral ligaments. That just goes to show you that while we look at this as an injury among adults, it happens early on in childhood, and it's going to happen more and more unless people start understanding the risks that are inherent in throwing a baseball competitively.
You went to Japan, and I don't know whether you saw the piece that was on 60 Minutes recently about the young pitcher over there. I think he's 21, 22 years old, throws around 100 miles an hour, is also a pretty darn good hitter as well. How does the Japan culture deal with this issue?
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani is one of the five best pitchers in the world. And I personally, as a baseball fan, am really excited to see him come to the United States. I'm also scared for his health because he came up in a system that does not understand taking care of the arm. And, you know, in Japan, they look at the way that in the United States we handle pitchers, and they laugh at it, this idea of pulling out a guy after 100 pitches in a major league game. And I understand that because, honestly, I do think someone like Clayton Kershaw or Madison Bumgarner could stand to throw 125 pitches every time out and would be just fine. But when you have a culture where they play year-round, and by year-round, I mean 350-plus days a year, some of these youth teams and high school teams practice. And during these practices, they have sessions of throwing called nagakomi, which is essentially you have to throw, not until your arm hurts, but to perfect your motion, guys throwing 200 pitches in a practice session. It just does not work. And I went to a Japanese clinic and met with an orthopedic surgeon there, and kid after kid, over 4 hours, there were about 20 patients who came in and saw him, and almost all of them had arm problems. And these are kids as young as 9 years old, up to 17 years old, and each of them was dealing with something very similar, which was damaged to UCL.
We have about 45 seconds left, but are you concerned that anything is just not going to change? Are we going down a road that won't change in any way at all, Jeff?
You know, I think major league teams, honestly, have been thought leaders in terms of this because they have investments in these guys, and they want to see them healthy. So there have been some moves at the professional level that have done a better job. But the fact is they're inheriting damaged goods. And so many of the problems that manifest themselves in the big leagues or in the minor leagues are because of what happened at the high school level and the showcase circuit and everything that you do trying to become a great baseball player. So until those younger players are treated with the same amount of respect and the same amount of urgency that the big leaguers and minor leaguers are, I don't think this is going to change. Honestly, I only think it's going to get worse. And it pains me to say that, but the more people who read this, I think, the more are going to start treating kids the way they deserve to be treated.
Jeff, I want to compliment you on this book, and the message that you're sending with it is just outstanding. I appreciate you spending some time with us. You're welcome here anytime. Come back and join us again.
I look forward to it, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Passan, again, been covering baseball for a very, very long time. New book, the title says it all, The Arm Inside the Billion-Dollar Mystery of the Most Valuable Commodity in Sports. We continue with more of You and Sports Byline.